What are Sheol and Hades? In its original languages, the Bible uses the Hebrew word Sheol and its Greek equivalent Hades more than 70 times. Both words are related to death. Some Bible translations render them as grave, hell, or pit. However, in most languages there are no words that convey the precise sense of these Hebrew and Greek words. The New World Translation, therefore, uses the words Sheol and Hades in footnotes. What do these words really mean? Let us note how they are used in different Bible passages. Ecclesiastes 9:10 states, "There is no work, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, Sheol, footnote, where you are going." Does this mean that Sheol refers to a specific or individual gravesite where we may have buried a loved one? No. When the Bible refers to a specific burial place or grave, it uses other Hebrew and Greek words, not Sheol and Hades. Also, the Bible does not use the word Sheol for a grave where several individuals are buried together, such as a family grave or a mass grave. To what kind of place, then, does Sheol refer? God's word indicates that Sheol, or Hades, refers to something much more than even a large mass grave. For instance, Isaiah 5:14 notes that the grave, or Sheol, has enlarged itself and has opened its mouth wide without limit. Although Sheol has already swallowed, so to speak, countless dead people, it always seems to hunger for more. Unlike any literal burial site, which can hold only a limited number of the dead, the grave is never satisfied. That is, Sheol never becomes full. It has no limits. Sheol, or Hades, is thus not a literal place in a specific location. Rather, it is the common grave of dead mankind, the figurative location where most of mankind sleep in death. The Bible teaching of the resurrection helps us to gain further insight into the meaning of Sheol and Hades. God's word associates Sheol and Hades with the sort of death from which there will be a resurrection. The footnote reads, "In contrast, the dead who will not be raised are described as being not in Sheol or Hades, but in Gehenna." Like Sheol and Hades, Gehenna is not a literal place. End of footnote. God's word also shows that those in Sheol or Hades include not only those who have served Jehovah, but also many who have not served him. Therefore, the Bible teaches that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. Acts 24:15.